This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Google's world headquarters, they've now officially moved to China, is on fire right now. If you're a radio listener, we have the live feeds at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. There was a large explosion in the building, and now it's got 100-foot-tall red flames shooting out of the top of it. A Google executive was found dead yesterday in New York. All sorts of things are going on behind the scenes. Obviously, the head of Google, the CEO, Sundar, ran from us when we were simply pointing out that Dragonfly is already operational. It's totally illegal. They're helping round up political dissidents. But the big story is that Sundar perjured himself spectacularly. We have so much evidence of Google premeditated censorship of nationalists, conservatives, Christians, you name it, that it's like saying we have sand at the seashore. But just in the last day, more documents are coming out, more emails, and Google's number one threat, they admit, is leakers. People inside Google not believing the incredible authoritarianism that they're witnessing, and they're going public. And they're speaking out. You have to understand that Google is an AI super weapon. It is a system that gets the whole world to opt into it. So they can then game stock markets, economies. It can then predict what you're going to do with almost total certainty before you do it. And there's a race between Facebook and Amazon and Apple with Google, even though they're all very incestuous and work in and out of each other, to build the first global AI system that they believe will then take over all the markets and take over society. And it's basically already happened. Google is the top of the pyramid, right there with Apple. And Google's helping in dozens and dozens of Islamic countries, you name it, suppress the population. They tailor the censorship to what the governments want. And now that it's admitted that's going on, Russia said, okay, we've got a bunch of sites that we want banned, that we say George Soros is funding to try to overthrow Eastern European countries and overthrow Russia. And so you see how this snowball starts going downhill to where everything is censored. Add to all of that the ultra-massive news that you have Macron set tomorrow for a no-confidence vote, maybe removed from office, probably will be. You've got Theresa May set for a no-confidence vote today. You're seeing the fall of the New World Order. Remember what happened a month ago. Germany had its sixth election in a row. Took six elections to get Merkel's party out of power because they've got over 20 big parties. So they had coalitions. But now she's a lame duck. She's still the chancellor in their parliamentary system, but she has no power. And you see the globalists being thrown out in Brazil, in Iceland, in the UK. I mean, could I keep listing all this? You see what Trump's doing? It's happening all over the world. We're on the march. The empire is on the run, but the globalists are counter-striking right now. In a big, big, big way with economic warfare. They're threatening the UK, the US, Spain, Italy, Brazil, Japan, South Korea. Anyone that sides with the United States in a free market, free future is being threatened by the authoritarian EU that is in league with the Chi-Coms and the Axis of Evil with the Hollywood trash and the rest of them. So this is the fight for this country. This is the real deal. And people better decide which side they're on. There's only patriots and globalists. There's only people that are pro-human future, people that want a globalist future. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable perjury by Sundar. Sundar, the liar. It's all coming up today. This world is now in global crisis, the likes of which it's never seen. But humanity's coming back hard from behind and is about to take the pole position against the technocrats. The battle is now.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue.
Hallway, if you're
in, that's
enough.
You're
too much noise.
Some Google's on evil, officer.
I'm not saying that. Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control now.
I'm under control. Thank you. I just was taking my free speech away and lied about me, so I need to stand up to you.
I'm not worried about that right now. Right now
about me in this, yes, sir, I understand. They're going to talk about me in this committee. I will be talked about. So what am I supposed to do? I don't get a day in court. They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps round up political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives. Apple.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on December 12th, 2018. I'm Alex Jones on this Wednesday edition. Back in the command base cockpit here in the Crow's Nest in the ATX. Very honored to be here with you. Well, all things are Google, aren't they? The global DARPA-controlled and DARPA-designed advanced research project into a human mass-machine interface to be able to predict the future and then control the future. That's in the founding documents of Google, 1997, 1998. I was told about this by high-level NSA whistleblowers in the mid-90s. As it was being set up and prepared, and it was in Wired magazine 4 years ago, they actually released the, quote, classified Google documents admitting that when they were getting CIA funding and NSA funding, they're saying, we already have search engines. This is NSA technology. They said, no, we're going to get humans to interface with it, with their hopes, their dreams, all their actions, dialing into all the other machines and computers, and have a lifetime model of the world hooked into GPS everything. The Internet of Things, to then be able to predict the future and then be able to control the future. And now here we are. Now, there's a big phenomenon unfolding. Everywhere I go, people walk up to me on the street. They walk up to me in airports. They walked up this morning, it happened. A gentleman walked up to me with his wife, and he said, Alex, I didn't used to believe you, but I'll be talking about something that I've never talked about before by my home computer or on my phone, and then I will get Google ads for it. And he said, then I went and looked it up on your site, and you guys had articles in 2006 where Google told shareholders they were already doing it. And I'm like, yes, I know. And now there's a race between Samsung and Apple and Google and Twitter and Facebook and Amazon's there to get assistance, Alexa, these devices into your house that listen and watch now everything you do. And everyone is now calling me saying, Alex, you got to cover it. There's TV commercials admitting that it's listening to at all times, and there's murder cases where the judges are ordering Amazon and Apple and Google with their devices give you the home recordings going back years, and they're turning over years of recordings and convicting people of murder with them. There are cases where a husband kills his wife. It's a couple of these in the news this month. And the dumb idiot then tells the cops that a mugger did it. All they do is go get it from whatever device they had. They're recording everything, people! And yes, I told you this. I told everybody this 20 years ago, but it wasn't because I knew it. I was told this by high-level people, and it was later all confirmed. So people are exonerating themselves with the NSA recordings. They're going to prison with the NSA recordings. More and more people are filing in federal cases to prove what they really said on a phone call to get the NSA recordings. Federal courts are set to start ruling that you'll get them. So we've gone from none of this is happening to the phenomenon of Alexa and the Google Assistant and all of these systems watching and listening, and now they're saying they're going to babysit your children, and we're just accepting it. And then imagine the power it gives to a Sundar of Google who got up before Congress and said lies that were so over the top, that were so insane that I couldn't believe my eyeballs. I'm going to give you the big secret about Google. Not just that it's the preeminent AI grid, the most hooked in system that can predict the future. That's been announced for a while. We told you first. You notice Facebook now says, oh, the next phase is we'll predict where you're going to be next. Well, Amazon 4 years ago released that they can predict with 99% accuracy, prime users, what you're going to order before you order it, and already have it packaged and ready, waiting for the robot to go pull it off the shelf and mail it. But here's the big future about Google and about what they're planning and about what they're going to do next is take over the driving cars, the self-driving cars, take control of the military, take control of everything, because it'll all be so advanced, nothing will even be able to compete with it. Everything else will be obsolete. So we're allowing them to position us into a position, into a space, where we've allowed ourselves to be put in a digital prison that they just call progress. They call the algorithm. Sundar gets up there and says, oh, we don't run any of it now. It's the algorithm. That is a total fraud. They design the algorithms for the outcomes that they want. And they use giant engines of bots that are trillions of times bigger than what the Russians have, literally, to control the algorithms and manipulate the algorithms, not just of Google, but of all these other companies and systems and competing AI programs. So what we're really in, here's the big secret, is an AI war. We're already deep into the AI war of the 21st century. These things are already artificially intelligent. The question is, when will they become, if not already, conscious, self-aware, sentient? Now, they'll never really become sentient. But the system's going to call it sentient. They already act like a lie detector that you can easily, you know, get around or cheat on. Not just the person taking it, the person giving it can cheat. And it's not an exact science, so it's been proven to be a fraud. Well, but people went to the death penalty with this by the thousands, and it's a fraud. Well, now you'll just have fancy oracles that are supposedly AI, and they can tell you anything going on in the world because you opt into it and you interface with it. So, every metric shows these AI systems are making us stupider. They're making us weaker. Sundar doesn't have Google Assist in his house. He doesn't have any other system where you bring a little robot into your house to watch and listen to you. Steve Jobs didn't let anybody in his family have them. Bill Gates doesn't let his children have any of this stuff. They're all given classical educations, cursive handwriting, because this is a weapon system against you. This is a system to make you obsolete, and then the master engineers that got us to opt into it, they travel on to the future. They pick the flicker rates for the screens to mesmerize you, declassified. They pick everything about it to trigger dopamine response and Pavlovian triggers. And so when you want to know what the ultimate form of mind control is in the 21st century, it's these so-called phones that have all the sensors tracking everything you say, everything you do. And now you have the new superclass, the few big tech heads who have access to all of this information. And Google was asked yesterday, he questioned, they said, "You're not the government, are you, Google?" He said, "We don't really see ourselves as that." And Sundar looked down, because these tech companies already see themselves as the global governance system. You've got these archaic congresses of arrogant lawyers who play golf all day, who don't get how they've been rooked. But there's still time to wake up and take control of it. But Trump, the American people, the military have to take action. By the way, Google headquarters is on.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Google's new headquarters, their tax-exempt over in communist China, is China. They've sided with the communists in China. And so we've got the headline here of the Daily Mail, gigantic fire erupts from the roof of Google office in China's Silicon Valley. So the real headline is Google's Chinese headquarters is burst into flames. A massive fire erupted in a Google office in China, sending dangerous black plumes of smoke rising in the air. The furious blaze was first reported at 11 a.m. local time on Wednesday in Zhongguancun Tech District, also known as China Silicon Valley in Beijing. It is their headquarters in China. The fire took place in Tower B of Raycom Infotech Park, according to state newspaper The Global Times. And a Google executive was found dead in New York in Google offices. A lot of interesting things going on over at Google these days. And I'm going to, in the next hour, play congressional clips and then go through the evidence of Sundar Pichai perjuring himself at a level that, when you're informed, is unbelievable. And easily, all of it proven to be a fraud. We have the videos of the day after Hillary lost, November 9th, 2016. And it's got all the executives, including Sundar, because they have these conference rooms that look like a university amphitheater, and they're all there talking, and they're saying, oh my God, we tried to help Hillary win, but we didn't do enough. We're not going to allow this to happen again. We're going to censor the hell out of conservatives and nationalists. And they're working with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Media Matters, and Soros funds it, and it's in the WikiLeaks, and there's all of the emails of Eric Schmidt to Hillary saying, we're going to put you in office, and we're 100% behind you. Google had an office in the White House for 8 years with Obama. There's all the photos of them vacationing together. The head of the big five tech companies would go on vacation repeatedly with Obama. And reportedly they take drugs, they've got all the hookers, male, female, they have orgies together. And some of that's come out in the news about the Google executives. They have wide-body jumbo jets with bedrooms all in them, and there's been videotape where like 15 hookers are loaded on. And I mean, the whole point is they're in their own world. They want their privacy, but you don't get privacy. Eric Schmidt puts women on his planes like Michael Jackson would have kids with veils over their heads. And the parent company of Google is Alphabet. And Congressman Nadler, who was literally reading off a script written by Google about how there's no bias against conservatives, was involved in the premeditated perjury with Sundar, and it turns out he gets on average $26,000 a year from Google. So he's on their payroll. But I want to digress into all the other news because it's really important, obviously. But the fact that they just rolled out for at least the last 12 years. It's longer than that. 14 years. For 14 years, Google, in official company shareholder communications, that aren't secret, but they're restricted. We got them. 2006, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Google to use microphones and cameras embedded in phones, smartphones, and computers to watch and listen to you and to use keyword analysis to then give targeted ads. I still can't get the general public to admit it's happening when it's on the news every day that all these Google Assists and Alexas and are listening and watching you. Because we're America. That isn't going on. You're wrong, Jones. We're not going to admit you were right 20 years ago. 20 years ago. I've been covering this since 1996. That's longer than 20 years ago. Now they go, oh, are they? Well, yes, they do have patents, and they say they could, but Google won't answer the question. Give me a break. Give me a break. So let me tell you what's coming next. Then we're going to go to break, come back, and all of this. Google has 90-plus percent of all the searches. They've got over half the advertising on the planet now. They are getting into every faction and system of supply chain. They have bragged in internal memos that they can deliver elections to whoever the political structure wants them to. They've been caught doing it here, clearly skewing the election in the midterms. And then they get up there before Congress with a straight face and tell the world that none of it's happening. And the most sickening thing was Sundar saying, when you turn the location off on your phone, we don't follow you anymore. No, they just don't give you the service. They admit internal documents, it's been in the news, that they still track you. Of course they do. Google was caught 12 years ago with their cars driving around for Street View. That was a cover. That was just one thing they were doing. They had all those antennas grabbing all your passports, codes and all your wireless data, and then putting it into AI to then break into your computers. And why not? If you're going to go ahead and spy on people with microphones and cameras and not tell them, why wouldn't you steal their passcode? Why wouldn't you move to communist China? Why wouldn't you help build a censorship system for the Communist Party they've been using for years that's about to go nationwide? And why not tell Congress, I don't know anything about Dragonfly. We have lots of projects. We don't intend to go live with that. Meanwhile, their internal emails have been released. They're like, find out whoever did this and F them. This is our most secret project, listed top secret beta testing for the rest of the world. We're competing with Apple for the global social ID. And Google is not going to let Apple get the global social ID. We are going to rule the planet. Our AI system is superior. That's what's going on. And they're all in an illegal race to get everyone wired in and everyone dialed in. And the smartphone companies all spend billions with universities through DARPA to get the exact flicker rate with the phones, the exact screen flicker rate to put you into a trance. And then they admit they're doing it. This is mind control. Mind control to Major Tom. It's here. And then Sundar's walking around because he doesn't respect Congress. He doesn't respect you. He doesn't respect anybody. He'll do whatever he wants with those big, evil globalists like Eric Schmidt and Obama up there above him, who are on a power-mad ego trip and who believe they can do whatever they want. And they admit that those executives are all taking super complex, weird-ass drugs and having constant weird sex and rituals, and they're all just microdosing LSD and mushrooms almost every day, and they are whacked out of their minds, and they believe they're going to build an AI god they merge with, but first all of us have to die. That's how evil Google is.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle, now with the screen time and the extended hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have the HD footage of myself confronting Congressman Swallowswell, Congressman Deutsch, Congressman Hank Johnson, who's actually quite nice. Couldn't help but like to know when I met him in person. That's all coming up, and of course, the Sundar Pichai confrontation in HD. All the stuff you saw was live streamed. Some of the audio was hammered. But we have the HD now because we're back. We are able to premiere it here. That's next segment. But let me direct you to something really frightening, quite frankly. And, you know, we need to know who's behind this. We need to know if this goes down the way we said it would, that the people that engineered it should get the blame. And not President Trump, not capitalism, not nationalism. Remember Bill Maher? saying we need to plunge the economy to stop Trump. And the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 7 times and announced 5 bigger ones coming. And the stock market has started going down since then. Now they've had all these globalist CEOs and others weigh in and say the economy is going to go under. And now we've had members of Congress saying we're going to regulate, we're going to bring in more regulations, we're going to roll back all the regulations that Trump rolled back, we're going to bring those back in these committees, and we're going to remove Trump, and we're going to arrest his ass. Well, that's hurt the markets globally. And this is what our president gets when he tries to do better trade deals for us. The communist Chinese and the EU promised to plunge our market, and now they're working with the Federal Reserve to do it. But the Federal Reserve is majority owned by European banks to begin with. That's why in 2008, 79%, this came out in congressional hearings, of the money went to foreign European banks of the bailout. Just type in, the majority of money from the 2008 bailout went to foreign banks. Type that in. You can also type in, even though trillions went to foreign banks of the bailout, the first tranche being $860 billion, it's secret exactly who got it. Remember all that? Remember all that? So this is what we're dealing with. So here's DrudgeReport.com. We can put up on screen, folks. And you notice there on DrudgeReport.com that it says debt poised to hit $22 trillion. And it's an excellent Michael Snyder article where he lays it all out and where he links to the government's own numbers. Now, under that story on DrudgeReport.com, it's the top story on DrudgeReport.com. It's an InfoWars.com repost of Michael Snyder's excellent work. Most CFOs see recession coming. Chief financial officers. Homelessness on rise in some states. Now, you look below that. May away or stay, UK in disarray, vote today. Theresa May, they have a no-confidence vote set. We'll let you know as soon as that happens in Parliament to remove her as the Prime Minister because she thought she had the votes to do her Brexit screw job deal that put the UK even more under the control of the unelected European Union dictatorship. Oh, and who else is in trouble? Macron is having a no-confidence vote tomorrow, and most French papers say they believe he'll be gone. He's praised open borders. He covers up for Islamic terror. He massively raises taxes on the working class. He's a monster. He's a globalist. So it's another rebuke of them. And what are they threatening France with in the news? What are they threatening the UK with in the news? What are they threatening Spain with and Italy? It's all over the news, Financial Times. If you try to pull out of the euro, and if you try to pull out of carbon taxes, we're going to plunge your economy. It's economic terrorism, period. And so there it all is, ladies and gentlemen. And we're being maneuvered into this. And the EU was bubbling their debt. The Chinese were leading the global bubble. Trump knew that and knew that this plan was being carried out. So he said, we better get some industry back because we're going into a war in the future. We better get our core steel and aluminum back. We better get American pride back. We better, at least we're going to have this big bubble, get some of that bubble money to the general public instead of all the bubble money going to the big banks. And that's why they're so pissed, because Trump doesn't want you bankrupted. And he believes we can maybe even make it out of this bubble into another high-tech bubble if we can get secret technologies released, which he's been flogging him to do, and all these incredible medical breakthroughs that have been suppressed. The only way to get out of a bubble cycle is an incredible new innovation or group of innovations. Just like NASA and all that technology. That's not hype. That led us into the computer generation and the last 30 years of innovation we've seen. The problem is then that innovation got hijacked, has been used for control and bad things. But here's the bottom line. Trump told you, I mean, my God, folks, he, when he's on an airplane, a helicopter, or even golfing, in between rides to the holes, to the green, he is on the phone calling CEOs, having little 5-minute conversations, 2-minute conversations, saying, bet on America. We're going to do it. We're going to get the jobs back. I'm going to roll back the regulations. We're going to create a wave. And they believed it. They did it. But then when they saw the election fraud and they saw the corruption of the Democrats, people are now saying, if America didn't want prosperity and they're still going to reject Trump and we're going to let the Democrats engage in all this fraud, then maybe Trump really can't pull it out like we thought. And I don't think that's the case, but people want instant gratification. They want it all now done perfectly. They all want to sit back and judge Trump and feel big about themselves and talk about how incompetent he is when he's done things nobody else has ever done. Because that's what the average follower likes to do. And I said this a year ago. I said it 2 years ago. I said it 6 months ago. I said it a month ago. I said, if they're successful plunging the economy, will people have a memory that the country was trying to stand up on its own 2 feet from its deathbed, and basically the globalists have been like jumping jacks, hopping up and down on our shoulders and head, trying to drive us into the ground, doing everything they can, saying they want to hurt the economy, and then Trump gets the blame instead of the villains. And you know, if America is that stupid, if England's that stupid, if Scotland's that stupid, if Italy's that stupid, if Spain's that stupid, if France is that stupid, if Brazil's that stupid, they're threatening the new Trump down there with plunging their economy. If the public gets mad at a leader who can turn things around and then the globalists come to destroy that to then punish the leader and punish the people, do the people get pissed at who's pissing all over them, who's running them in the ground, who's raping them? Or do they get pissed at the person that stood up with them and is their brother? I think common sense is it makes you love Trump more. It pisses you off more at the deep state and their arrogance. But you know what? There's a large portion of this country that are a bunch of virtue-signaling, entitled, spoiled brats. And they just want to be on a bandwagon and feel like they're on a winning football team. It's like the people that don't really, you know, go see a team or listen to them or wear their jerseys until that team starts winning. And then suddenly they all go out and buy the jerseys because they want to be on the bandwagon. They're not like a fan of a football team where their team doesn't even make the playoffs for 20 years and then suddenly goes to the Super Bowl. But see, this isn't the Super Bowl. This is America coming back from the dead and other countries fighting for oxygen and fighting for sovereignty and fighting to not have the IMF and World Bank and globalists literally destroy their nations and break up their families and bring in AI surveillance control all over the world. China's deploying AI surveillance grids all over Latin America as well and Africa. Human cloning, animal human cloning. It's all just being done. Super weapons. No controls. Totally insane. No human rights. Millions in concentration camps. Google and Apple feverishly helping China. Do it. And then you'll walk down the street of your Roger Stone or Alex Jones or Donald Trump Jr. and people will roll down their windows and go, F you out American Russian. You're going to prison, scum! When we're the Americans, everybody knows it. So, they're trying to plunge the economy right now and they may be successful. So you better let everybody you know understand who was to blame.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
cannabisstocks.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's fun.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
Because I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyway.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a racist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
So right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars. InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are.
By the way, that really was Hank Hill.
InfoWars.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats as the CEO is there on Capitol Hill today. One America's Jack Posobiec has more from Washington.
Here with Alex Jones, the host of InfoWars. Alex, what was your main message for Google and their CEO who is testifying today?
That we're aware of his lying to Congress. We're aware of him and the Dragonfly project that's already been operational for years inside the Chinese government. Now it's just being rolled out to the general public as a control system, as their global social score to tie in all the spy grids and completely control their lives. And that we're aware of his authoritarianism. We're aware of the lies. And we're also aware of the fact that people like Congressman Nadler, who gets $26,000 a year from Alphabet that owns Google, the parent company, is in their pocket, and that everything he said today was basically written by their lobbyist. We know that. And so there is Sundar committing perjury, and his lawyers and his PR people have clearly written the statements for the Democrats to then ask him stage questions. So they were involved in the perjury as well. We're all hearing about Mueller, and he's going to indict all these people who supposedly lied with no evidence of lying about, you know, bimbos and things that has nothing to do with Russia. And now we have people lying in our face saying you can turn off the location system on your phone. Yeah, you can turn it off. You don't get the service. But Google admits in the fine print they're still tracking you. He's telling bald-faced lies to Congress and the whole world, and it was just outrageous. So my message to him was, you have me deplatformed off your system. You only push negative lies about me everywhere. Good. Guess what? Every time your executives show up, I'm going to, not just here, but all over the country, all over the world, I'm launching a major operation against them where in the third dimension, here on the ground, we're going to be exposing that they are a clear and present danger. They've gone totally evil. Google is now one of the number one threats to freedom on this planet, working with the Chinese communists to help suppress their population.
Let me follow up on that. What are they doing with Chinese dissidents?
Google admits, and so does Apple, that they are giving over all the data with their phones and systems that are used there to watch their citizens, and that the code keys to people's Apple and Google IDs to get on their phones are state controlled. To move to China and get tax exemption, you have to then give them the codes and the technology transfer. And even Reuters reports, as of, what, 8 months ago, that everything has now been given to communist China. Google and Apple have given the keys to the kingdom, to all their users' data, an incredible national security threat to America, to the world, to the Chinese communists. Google and Apple are both like suitors to China, wanting to be the system that gets the global social score network set up that will then be adopted on a planetary scale, because they believe China will be able to leverage this global social score to be accepted at a planetary level. So if Apple and Google can compete, they believe that they will be able to get that contract on basically the mark of the beast world government system. And I know that sounds insane. That's what it is. This is so epic. It's just over the top. So my message to him is, you will not silence humanity, and your authoritarianism will be met.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Google's world headquarters in China is on fire today. Much of the building, this is from about an hour ago, much of the building is on fire. More of that footage coming up. Hope everybody gets out of there safely. A lot of things going on in this world, obviously. A lot of different forces out there, not just the technocrats. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I got into a lot of the economics last segment, but then I didn't get to my main point, which I tend to do. And so I'm going to do that actually when we get into the next hour. I'm also going to, as I said, premiere the HD footage that Drew and Rob Deuce shot with the confrontation with Sundar, because it's very illustrative. They have some other confrontations with members of Congress that have lied about me personally. And they did lie about me, by the way, in the hearing. They had several Democrats get there and say, well, you have banned the hate speech of Alex Jones, correct? And of course, Sundar didn't want to respond to that. This is this socialist thing where they just call something hate speech and ban it. That's going to be coming up as well. We're going to be uploading that to InfoWars.com in the near future. But major governments are now warning, and major financial officers are now warning, that the carbon taxes that are being set up and that are being deployed are designed to cause economic collapse. So we're going to be looking at that as well coming up in the next hour. Michael Cohen, obviously, in the last 30 minutes, they announced this. He's getting 3 years for cases involving Stormy Daniels lying to Congress about Trump's Russia Tower. And, of course, there's nothing there with the Russia Tower. There's nothing there with Stormy Daniels. This guy is getting this 3 years instead of 20 years for $15 million money laundered and a bunch of other stuff. So to act like Trump had a crooked toenail, he's been given 3 years. He's lucky he's getting that. What a monstrous little traitor. What a sack of garbage Michael Cohen is. When we start the next hour, I'm going to get into this. Security firm warns of new global campaign targeting critical infrastructure. Well, that's what the carbon taxes and all this are. They're designed to shut down infrastructure and companies and nations and groups that aren't part of the globalist combine. And then, of course, the really big news, the no-confidence vote on Theresa May today, on Macron tomorrow. They're all being driven from office. And if we don't get them this round, we'll get them next round, because everything they do is turning to liquid garbage because the public is awake to their treason and the human instinct for survival is kicking back on. Meanwhile, I haven't gotten to this yet, and it's unbelievable. We knew it. You heard about the Christmas party getting shot up, the outdoor Christmas event in Germany. Local government tried to cover it up, but he was screaming Allah Akbar. And it turned out he was there illegally. And it turned out he had been arrested 27 times. No, convicted 27 times, but the federal government of Germany would not deport him, and he escaped into another country. And he shot 12 Germans. 4 are dead. He sought out Christians to scream, Allah, Allah, Allah Akbar, God is great. And the left is doing all they can to suppress it. And YouTube, Facebook, Google, Twitter, it's in the news. In Germany, are banning people's accounts that point out he said, Allah Akbar. You're going to let these guys shoot you, stab you, and run you over and rape your daughters, or we're going to ban your ass. And you got Sundar. Got 140 million Hindus killed by Muslims in the last 1,000 years. That's a conservative number. Most Indians I know, they're Hindus or Buddhists, are absolutely terrified of Islam. But not old Sundar. He likes it. So he's not just a traitor against this country. He's a traitor against the Indian people. And he's just a damn monster, isn't he? God, he's evil. He's got that big old stupid-looking grin on his face. When I was talking about how they're helping round up the Chinese and others. Google is evil. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot, didn't plug the whole hour. I'm going to plug now. We got the last few days of the biggest mega Christmas sale ever. Everything must go. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 75% off. Free T-shirt with every order. We're all Alex Jones. Don't censor me. Don't tread on me. That shirt, I'm told this is the last day for that. It'll be a new shirt tomorrow because those will sell out. There'll be a new shirt that we've got in supply. But that is selling out. There'll still be a free shirt tomorrow. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Oh, look, they just hit refresh. So now it's going to be a mystery shirt because that one sold out. I think I'm going to pick one that we've got plenty of and it's popular and we'll actually not have it be a mystery. It doesn't matter. Point is, a lot of these orders we're losing money on, but it gets the product out there. Gets you to see a chance how great they are. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, X2, X3, Super Male Vitality, all of it. Real Red Pill Plus is 60% off today at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. Hour number 2 straight ahead.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good health,